Heto na ang tala kayong magbibigay linaw at kabuluhan sa mga isyong may kinalaman sa teknolohiya. Talakayan kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang, kundi kaalamang inilalapit sa bayan.
Isang magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Narito naman tayo sa isang episode ng Italakayan kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang,
kundi kaalamang inalapit sa bayan.
Ako po si Joy.
Ako po si Trixie.
Marami po tayong kasama sa booth
niyo. Ay, sarap mag-picture. Sana ina-Facebook live ito na parang nakita ng mga tama pinagagawa niyo.
Joy, magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat.
Wow. Ang sweet. Ang sweet naman. Uy, mayroon pa isang microphone dito. Ay, hindi pwede. Mayroon po kaming guest today na ano siya, surprise attack guest. She came in from what state is that?
Illinois.
Oh, yeah. Illinois. She's from Illinois.
Illinois.
are you still studying?
Yes.
Anong particular field?
Ayo. Wait lang,
Sherlyn.
Wait lang. Ayusin ko lang yung microphone. Ito na. Okay.
Taking information management in the University of
Illinois in Urbana-Champaign.
Oh, may accent na siya.
Illinois.
Our guest, Janina Sarol.
Hello po.
Ayun, di ba?
Afternoon.
Co-coordinator lang siya for the day. Ayun, okay. So, medyo late tayo nag-start. We'll go through our first topic and then go to our next break.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so unang po nating topic for the day ay foreign local news. Kung sino po ang gumagamit ng Uber sa atin?
Me!
Yun po ang ating kasamang si Jen. Si Jen, if you can remember, she was a guest in the show tungkol sa isang incident nangyari sa kanya, which was her phone getting stolen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
A year ago. One year nakalipas, di ba?
Mm-mm. A year ago na.
One year nakalipas bago mo nakita yung picture sa stream.
Ah, hindi. Mga 3 months.
Ah, 3 months. Mm-hmm. So, nanakaw yung phone niya. 3 months later, lumalabas yung stream ng pictures sa iCloud mm-hmm. niya. And they were able to hunt down the people yes. who stole it. Alam na naman nila yung trabaho, alam nila yung pangalan.
Ngayon, nandito pa rin yung phone. Nandun na sa...
yes. So, na-retrieve nila basically yung phone. So, yan. Yay, Jen, welcome back. Oh, sige, picture ka pa. Ano yung gagawin? What are you doing?
Instagram stories.
Oh, so Instagram stories. So, mamaya, we'll talk about a show called Black Mirror. Joke. Yon. So, kasama natin lang yun to just commentate mm-hmm. on the news for the day. Yon. So, sabi nga ni Jen, gumagamit siya ng Uber kasi nag-update ng guidelines ang Uber.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Uber issues new community guidelines. Ano bang often problems na encounter natin when we're using Uber?
May bad drivers. Sometimes.
Anong bad driver? Anong location?
Hindi accurate. Okay. Kasi yung sa amin, di ba, mm. kasi ganito yan, tagapag-asa ako, ay, pero nakalagay
project.
Sa lahat tagapag-asa po ako, mga kaibigan.
Kung gusto siya i-stock.
Pero project 6 yung nakalagay dun sa location. Pero pag pinollow mo yung pin, hindi siya sa project 6 pupunta.
Mm-hmm. Ay. Okay. Ang tanong ko lang, hindi ko kasi alam, sabi ni Ninay kayo, nag-Uber daw siya eh. Nag-Uber, totoo ba yun?
Yeah, nag-drive ako for Uber.
Wow! Oh, it's true!
The States?
Yeah.
Wow! Nice. So, pag ganon, nakikita niyo ba yung pin, exact pin, nung susunduin? Or yung general location lang niya?
Usually, nasa may exact location siya, like yung street. Pero minsan talagang mali yung, makikita mo, nasa gitna ng yung bahay, bahay sa gitna ng two streets or like malayo. Hindi siya always accurate, pero most of the time, accurate
kasi
naman.
Kasi nga, inisip ko kasi, when the Uber driver receives the ping or yung alert na may susunduin siya, yung mapa, naka-zoom out. Ganun ba yon?
Yes.
Oh, naka-zoom out yung mapa. So, kailangan mo i-zoom in para makita mo yung exact point kung nasan yung susunduin mo.
Pero minsan problem yung iba yung address, yung number doon sa lugar. Yeah. And then, iba yung location ng pin. Yes. May mga ganun na nangyayari.
Ano pinaka-haggard mo na sundon? If how long did you do this? Ngayon ko lang nalaman na nag-Uber driver ka. Sobrang coincidental. Anong pinaka-haggard? And gano'ng katagal ka nag attempt or nag-drive for Uber there?
About 6 months.
Wow, solid. Ano pinaka-haggard mo na pickup?
So, nung first time ko mag-drive, I usually did it like sa gabi. So, yung mga drunk drivers.
Drunk passengers,
yeah.
Okay. May nangyari sa kotse mo?
Wala namang nagsuka sa kotse.
Wala pa
yung, man. Yung ano lang, kung paano lang sa'yo mag-behave.
Ah.
Siyempre, ano, iba.
Yun. Actually, kasama yun sa bagong guidelines. Kasi yun nga, these guidelines specify behaviors that would cause you to get kicked out of the service. Ano ibig sabihin ng kicked out?
Hindi ka na makagamit?
Oo. Hindi ka naman ibabato sa kotse. Hindi naman. Oo. Yeah. Sakto lang. Pwede makakancel lang yung ano mo.
Mm-hmm.
Yung membership. So, the impact, violations could cause riders to lose their access to Uber. So, sabi dito, any behavior involving violence, sexual misconduct, harassment, discrimination, or illegal activity while using Uber can result in the immediate loss of your account. Ah, loss of the account.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, too bad. Yun. So, these following things violate Uber community guidelines. Damaging drivers or other passengers' property. Nakalagay other passengers kasi nga siguro they're updating their guidelines because of the pool. Dahil marami ka ng kasabay. May Uber pool pa sa States? Na strangers yung kasabay mo sa kotse?
Yes, pero depende sa location.
Like,
for example, sa New York, since madaming nag-Uber doon, meron sa Uber pool. Para sa amin, parang province kasing sa amin.
Wala kaming
Uber pool doon sa Champaign.
Oh, okay. Ayun. So, dito ngayon din, dahil congested rin tayo.
Sa Singapore, may Uber pool.
Oh, Singapore may Uber pool.
Saka, di ba maganda yung mga car doon?
Yes. Mercedes. So, sa Bali, may Uber trip. Uber trip, buong day mo siya ibubok.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ako yun eh.
Buong day nakabook sa'yo yung kotse for so and so amount of money. No. So, kasi nga, sabi mo, di ba, when you went there, you had your own driver.
Yeah. Ay, taxi.
Taxi siya. Taxi service yung kinuha ni Joy. And then, buong araw niya, binabayaran.
Mm-mm.
Ay! Hala, matching tong batay to. Buong araw yung bayad.
Mm-hmm.
So, Uber also implemented that sort of thing dun sa Bali kasi nga, it's a tourist spot and it takes some time to go around.
Mm-hmm.
So, imbis na maghanap ka ng mga driver service dun, you get it from Uber. It's called Uber Trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yun. So, these are, yun nga, damaging. May na-damage na ba sa property mo? Sa kotse mo, Ninay?
Wala naman. Pero yung, meron akong friend na sira yung bintana niya.
Bakit?
Dahil lang doon sa lakas nung yung force nung pagsa.
Oh my god.
Yung kotse.
What? Oh my. Ano kotse yan?
Lasing ba yung ano? Passenger niya?
Hindi. Parang ano lang, medyo luma na rin kasi yung kotse niya.
Ah.
Pagsara nung kotse, parang bumaba yung window.
Oh my goodness. Walang ano sa inyo, walang age limit yung kotse kasi dito meron eh. Hindi pwedeng luma yung kotse mo.
Dun sa amin, ginawa nila 10 years yung car.
Ito kasi years parang old. 3 or 5.
Mga ganun
talaga.
Tapos, yeah. Dun sa amin, dahil kulang pa yung mga drivers, ginawa pa nilang like, since 2000 yung car. So,
kasi may
kakulang kayo
sa drivers.
In your area? Area specific ba to or buong states?
I think area specific.
Ah, so sa state. Ay, sa province yung kasi. Mm-hmm. Province ba tawag pa rin if it's ano? In the States. Provinces.
Town.
Town. Small town. Ang tawag dito? Ano yun? Stars Hollow. Small town. Yun. And then also, physical contact with a driver or fellow riders. Ito, Jen! Di ba pooler ka?
Mm-mm.
Experience mo ito? includes touching or flirting with other people in
Naku,
the car.
Never. Grabe naman.
And no physical assault. Hindi pa naman.
But and hopefully, hindi.
Naka-witness ka ba na nangyari yun sa ibang taong kasabay mo?
Na?
Yung parang close-up ad, yung titinginan silang gano'n.
Wala naman. Kasi usually na nakakasabay ko puro mga girls.
Okay. Oh, so, hindi ka pa nakasabay ng medyo questionable character.
Questionable driver, pero kasabay.
Paano?
Yung ano, yung sasabihin, isave mo po yung number ko, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos, yung ipupuriin ka, gano'n.
Okay.
Tapos, biglang yun nga sasabihin na isave niyo po yung number ko, kunin niyo po akong driver, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos, kung ano-ano na.
Solid. Okay. Yun. So, ano pa ba to? Strictly no sex rule with drivers or fellow drivers. May gagawa pa nun? Really? May gumawa na ba nun? I mean, why would these rules come up if hindi pa siya nagawa? Mm-hmm. Inside, during a ride. During a ride. So, pumapatak yung metro, grabe. And then, use of inappropriate and abusive language or gestures. So, asking overly personal questions.
Mm-hmm. Yun.
Yun. Hindi kasi, hindi ba kinakausap yung mga driver nyo?
Kinakausap.
Kinakausap. Pero alam, oh. mo, alam mo naman yung tono eh, kapag yeah, iba na.
Overly personal.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ayan, oo.
Saan ka mo uwi?
Saka tinatanong kung may boyfriend ako. Yun na.
Ah. Pwede mo, yun. Yun reportable yun.
If you feel na hindi ka comfortable.
Oo.
Yun. Okay. Comments or gestures that are aggressive, sexual, discriminatory, or disrespectful. Unwanted contact with a driver or fellow passenger after the trip is over.
Kasi makakuha yung number mo eh.
Mm-mm. Ah, okay. Hi, miss. Pick-upin kita ulit bukas.
So, dito nakukuha nyo pa din yung totoong number.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Bakit hindi ba totoong number yung sa inyo?
Sa amin hindi.
Ano, paano kayo na-contact?
Parang may ano lang, single number lang yung natatanggap na ko.
Ah, wow.
Oh! So, pag nag-text yung passenger, may parang center and then binabato sa inyo yung message.
Wow.
Oh, parang mag-send siya ng message parang through the Google
app.
Tapos matanggap namin yung message.
Ay, wala. Ba't ganun? Ba't ganun? Ba't sa inyo ganun? Sa amin hindi. But yeah, we have the actual number of the driver. So, yun ang difference natin ngayon. And then also, breaking the local law while using Uber. Okay, so no open alcohol or drugs in the car, bossen. Traveling in excess number of passengers allowable. 4 lang sa inyo. 4 lang ba? 3 lang.
4.
4 maximum. And then, asking drivers to break speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
Actually kasi ako, I don't ask them to break speed limit. Kaya lang kasi they're abnormally slow sometimes.
Oo.
Ang bagal nila mag-drive.
Kaya minsan sabihin ko, kaya pakibilisan po. Pag nagmamadali na ako, minibilisan naman nila.
Mm-hmm. Parang, sadya ba yun? Or hindi naman? Hanginay. Siguro naman hindi sa States. Ewan ko dito kasi iba yung mentality ng drivers, di ba?
Ano lang, ang Commonwealth nga tayong may speed limit dito, di ba?
Wala or naman.
Commonwealth sa makapagal. Yeah.
Ano yung makapagal? But Commonwealth, meron 60. And then also highway, mga SLEX, ganun.
Oh.
Kaya lang yung like hundreds na yun pag kotse ka, diba?
Sa SLEX, may minimum.
Minimum 60. Oh. Yeah. Noon. And then, no using Uber for crimes. Example, drug and human trafficking, exploitation of children. Ay, may nangyayari to? Grabe siya. Okay, so there are plenty of tips before we go on a break. Request your ride inside sa loob, okay, sa kali tumambay. And then, know your Uber, avoid scams, check the license plate and the photo before hopping in. Be a backseat driver. So, huwag kayong tumabi sa driver nyo. Doon kayo sa likod. So, you can go to the left or the right kung kailangan nyo ng sudden exit.
Meron akong kaibigan, sabi niya, sa India daw. Bawal daw na umuupo. Hindi naman bawal, pero it's not advisable India. Na sa harap umupo yung passenger.
May sakit.
Hindi. Kasi usually, may mga drivers daw na nagdudu ng sarili.
Oh.
Ah!
Yeah. Nag-EM.
While?
While.
Oh my!
Especially kung babae. India. Yes. Mm-mm. Kung babae yung nakaupo sa harapan. So,
kaya,
wag na wag daw. Yun.
Ay, nasty na ang kadi.
Yes.
So, pag binlaklak, never mind. Moving on. Okay, so backseat. Ako kasi I like sitting in the front.
Ako backseat talaga.
Kasi kinakausap po talaga sila.
Para feel may driver ka.
Joke lang. Kasi ako kinakausap po sila. Wala lang. And then, share your trip details. Tap the send status button. And then, protect your personal information. Do not send personal info, especially a number to the driver outside the app. But yun nga, I don't know. Recently, the app is sending our number because we're calling them. So, baka nag-update sila. Please check your Uber kung nag-update. And yun nga, baka pareho na nang sinasabi ni Ninay na may central number na that ano that filters all the contact. Ayun. And then, give feedback. Always give feedback. Plan ahead and be kind and respectful. Pag kinutuban, ito, number 9, follow your intuition. Pag kinutuban na kayo, kinabahan na kayo,
yes,
you can go down. Follow. And then don't forget to buckle
trust
up.
Trust your instinct.
Trust your instinct daw.
Kapag naka-shotgun kayo.
Oh. Or sa likod, dapat may ano na rin yun, di ba? Dapat may buckle na rin yun.
Yung iba, kotse.
That's the hope. Okay, yun lang. And then, of course, if you have any messages for us, 927-220-8332, or you can call us 02503-8288, or tweet DZUP1602, or italakayan din yun. And if you want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/italakayan, you can bill us out.
Okay, so ang oras po ay 32 minutes after 5, ang DZUP1602 ay kasapi ng KBP o kapisa ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas sa DZ1602. Kasali ka! Halika na makinig sa DZUP1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP1602. Ikaw ako tayo sa DZUP1602. Kasali ka!
Nais niyo bang dalhin ang kalikasan sa syudad?
Bakit hindi natin subukan?
Inihahatid ng DZUP1602 ang isang programang magpapalapit sa inyo sa kalikasan.
Nature Venture! Isang oras ng paghatid sa inyo ng mga kwento at kaalaman tungkol sa kalikasan.
Makinig na para sa environment-friendly at nature-loving na pamumuhay.
Nature Venture! Tuwing Lunes, alauna hanggang alas 2 ng hapon, dito lang sa DZUP1602.
Kasali ka!
Inihahandog ng UP Music Circle ng MC Cube Merry Christmas Music Circle. Mag-charity tayo sa December 14, 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. sa Most Bar Matalino Street, Quezon City. Ito ay isang annual charity event upang makapagbalik ang UPMC matapos ang matagumpay na taong puno ng events at gig. Handog ng UPMC ang MC Cube 2016 para sa The Heart at Play, isang foundation para sa mga batang may kapansanan. Para sa karagdagang impon, ilike ang Facebook page ng UPMC sa facebook.com/theupmusiccircle. Ito'y hatid sa inyo ng UP Music Circle sa pakikipagtulungan ng DZUP1602. Kasali ka!
Ang lovers, parang saksakan at appliances. Hangga't konektado kayo, patuloy pa rin may spark at pagmamahal. Pero pagdating sa electric bill, hangga't nakasaksak, patuloy ang pagdaloy ng kuryente at ang pagmahal ng bill mo. Kaya ang connection, dapat sulat lang yan.
Tanggalin sa saksak ang appliances na hindi ginagamit. Save money as you save energy. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP1602.
Italakayan!
At kami po ay nagbabalik dito sa Italakayan kung saan ang IT ay hindi pa expert.
Kuni ka lamang inalipit sa bayan.
Ako po si Joy.
Ako po si Trixie.
Ako po si Jen.
We're joined by Jen and Ninay. Jen, the forever documenter. And Ninay, our surprise Uber driver and IT specialist. Mm. We're also waiting for our friend G, who's stuck in traffic right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, G. Asan ka man? Makakahabol daw siya sa second half. Kakalagpas lang ng veterans. Okay. We're waiting for you.
Second half na.
For you. Okay, yan. Sabi ni G. Kasi medyo complex yung ano. Next topic, gaming tayo ngayon. Nintendo announces a bug bounty. May bayad. Mm. For a scheme for Nintendo 3DS. Kasi may mga problema yata yung Nintendo ngayon. Bug, ano ibig sabihin ng bug? May problema dun sa console mo. So, Nintendo's goal is to provide a secure environment for our customers so that they can join our games and services. Mm-hmm. In order to achieve this goal, Nintendo is interested in receiving vulnerability information that researchers may discover regarding Nintendo's platform. So, if I remember correctly, may conference tayo na pinuntahan na merong bug hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Na guest, I think his name was Alan or something. Mm-hmm. And then, ang ginagawa lang niya is he looks for bugs
mm-hmm.
in these services like Facebook or Twitter or ganyan. And then, nag-hunting lang siya ng problema. And then, he reports it to the company. Yeah. Sometimes, tama ba white hat bug doon? Hindi. White hat hacking?
Si
tama ba, Ninay? White hat ba yung ginagawa?
Yung, white hat yung pag-hack niya?
Or is this the correct term? White hat hacking? White hat ba is, sure. Hina ka ba dapat nun? Or pwede mong gawin out of the goodness of your heart? Kasi ang naging case sa kanya, he does this with iniisip niya na this could lead to monetary compensation. Kasi it's happened to him before. Na he found a bug on Facebook and he got like, magkano ba yun? Basta over 100,000 pesos as a reward. Pero hindi naman advertised ng Facebook na may reward.
Hmm.
Parang thank you lang.
Yep.
Yun. So he's done this for Facebook and some other social media sites. I'm not sure if also Google, if I remember that all correctly. And then, yun nga, sometimes, thank you lang nakukuha niya na thank you. But a lot of times, binibigyan siya ng $5,000, $1,000, na parang, thank you for reporting, here's, ano, parang special.
So, pwede mo rin yung ilagay sa resume mo siguro.
Yeah, definitely.
Pag malami kang nagawang
gano'n. Yun. So, Nintendo is doing this also. It will prevent piracy, game dumping, running copied games. I'm so sorry. I've stopped doing this. I used to do this. Sorry. Naku, baka maano ko. May mga penalty na pala. Yeah, disclaimer. Anyway, and then cheating. Game application modification and save data mods. Segway, no? Di ba lumabas yung bagong policy?
Na. Oo.
Sa krimen? Alam mo na ba yun, Ninay? Hindi pa naman yun, hindi pa naman siya passed.
About
hindi pa naman yung law, di ba? Hindi pa siya law.
Na-approve lang ng House of Representatives.
Na-approve lang. And then, the offenses that could get you in trouble include carnapping. Yeah. And
cultivating.
Piracy.
Some plants.
And cultivating some plants. So here, there's also piracy. So guys, we have to be, we've always encouraged people on this show to use legitimate software.
Mm-hmm.
As much as you can.
Mm-hmm. It's and, a criminal offense din.
Oo, criminal offense din siya. And, alam mo, sabi ko nga, like, in 2006, 2003, when I, mga 2007, 2006. Kasi diba, ang dami mga shows that come from abroad that people like to torrent.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, mga cartoons. Yun ang pinakasikat nung dati, i-torrent, ma-anime-anime. Anime-anime kami dati, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Yun. Actually, yun, parang over a year na ako hindi nagtotorrent na kahit ano. You know why? You know why? You know why? Because of the services that are providing legitimate ways for us to get our content. We
for
now have Netflix.
A reasonable price.
For a reasonable price. You now have your Netflix. Price. You have your iFlix.
Ay, G!
G! Hey, G.
Hi, G.
Oh, you're still so fresh, despite the veterans' traffic.
Hi, G.
Oh, we're full house today.
Welcome.
Ayan.
Nakaabot ka pa.
Nakaabot ka pa. Oh, mag-hi lang si G. Lapit natin ng konti.
Ayun.
Thank you for coming.
Guwapo.
Oh, nakaki. Like, if you could just see it. May Facebook live kami mamaya. Ay, Jen, Facebook, ano mo?
Sorry,
Facebook.
Style mamaya, G.
Follow Jen. Iba-advertise ko ba yung ano?
Sure. Oh, wait lang. Sige lang.
Oh, follow Jen at, ano bang ano mo?
Oxygen. Kaya na bahala. Alamin niyo na kung ano spelling nun. Hilaan niyo na lang.
Official sa dulo.
Oh, kasi may checkmark.
Official.
Yan, Oxygen official. Ayun, so we were just talking about yun nga, Nintendo is offering reward for those who find bugs in their system kasi they're trying to prevent piracy, running copied games, jailbreaking, modding their consoles, and then dissemination of inappropriate content to children.
Yep.
Yun. So sinasabi namin din ngayon na as much as possible, please now don't use unauthorized software.
Yes.
Di ba may crackdown recently for ano for the
Yes.
community?
May memo at
crackdown.
Well, at least sa office natin.
In offices. At least in the offices. And parang are we being encouraged to...
Yes, to alisin. Especially for the UP-issued na mga computers.
So all UP-issued machines, computers, laptops, nagkaroon ng memo telling you to use only... legitimately acquired software. Yun. So, marami tayong mga estudyante, marami tayong mga faculty, staff, may mga, ano bang common apps na dina-download?
Microsoft.
Office. Office, di ba? Office mostly. Ako, dahil nga, ano, parang, may pages, but I don't like pages. I actually prefer Office.
Actually.
Even if I'm, you know, even if I have
kulang.
Pages. Parang may kulang sa pages eh. Sorry, Mac.
Ever since pages ka?
Grew
up with a Mac. So, pages ginagamit mo?
Hindi. Ano, office
din talaga, di ba?
That's
diba?
What we grew
I
up
think
with, eh.
Sa tools din, I think, parang may kulang nga. May kulang na parang...
Sa pages.
Kulang na...
Yung numbers ginagamit.
Kung paano siya mamodify.
Pero ang dami mong pwedeng gawin sa pages na hindi yung magagawa sa Word.
Or parang kasi kabisado mo yung Word.
Parang
so,
modern na yung, yung pages ng Mac.
But for UP people... For UP people, as far as I know, it's still on, right? Because I'm still using it.
Mm-hmm.
If you have your UP mail address, you can visit the office at Videltan.
Or email
helpdesk at up.edu.ph. And you can get your Microsoft Online 365. Office online account. Mm-hmm. So, meron kang Word online, Excel online, all the other office apps online.
Is you it can the use same?
It. I've been using it. It is kind it's of the same. It feels the same.
Pero online. Para siyang Google Drive. Seriously?
Para siyang okay. Drive.
Google tools, Google apps.
Does it look the same?
It looks the same. And then, yun nga, meron kang automatically 1 terabyte of storage with your account sa Microsoft. Mm-hmm. Yun. So, I'm testing it out kasi I'm doing papers for my own schooling. Hi, Sir Wendell. Love you. Yun. And okay naman, medyo mas mabagal siya ng konti sa drive. Kaya lang yun nga, the familiarity of the office options andun. Yun. Yeah. So, going back to just research it if you wanna avail of it. If you have your student, staff, faculty member, just get it. It's available for all people in the university.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Ayun, and then receive information. Nintendo also wants to receive information about system vulnerabilities. The 3DS family of systems. Okay. Kernel takeover.
What is this? Because this is more on the hardware side naman.
Okay.
So I guess I just want to know kung if people would find...
Pwede brute force tong mga ano?
If you know what you're doing with... Lalo na kung yung mga people who like tinkering with yung mga... Raspberry Pi or yung mga level na
program. May programming ba to or more
meron on? Meron din. Uh-oh. Pero very, very, tama ba yung term nina? Yung low level yung tawag sa ganun. Pag sa hardware na yung kausap mo.
Low level hacking?
Parang ganun.
Low level hacking. Yeah. Sige, go ahead. Uber driver sa. Low level hacking pag hardware ang kalaban.
Yes.
Okay. And then also, receive info about hardware vulnerabilities including low-cost cloning, security key detection via information leaks. Okay, so what's in it for you? Your reward can range up to $100. Ano ba yan? Times 15 na ba tayo ngayon? Times 49.95? Ano na?
Basta
50
na.
Oh, 50 na. Round up to 50. Ayun. So, 100 times 50, 5,000 pesos. $100 is 5,000 pesos. Up to $20,000. A million? Is this 1 million? It is 1 million? 20,000 times 50.
Ay, one.
It's 1 million. It's 1 million flat.
Sabi ko
1 million pesos flat for the most critical problems. Stress. You know what? I know it's 1 million. Yeah, it's the tuition fee for one of the film schools I applied to. Ooh. Yeah, 25,000. Present a description of the security problem and proof of concept code. So, yon payment will be made after the reported issue has been fixed, but not later than 4 months. Yon. So, you'll get your payment within 4 months if the bug you reported is legit. Okay, so you can go to HackerOne, HackerOne.com/Nintendo for more info on this kind of bounty hacking. Nakatry ka na ba ng mag-ganto?
Once.
Oh my gosh!
Ang nakuha ko lang was a free subscription. Parang may nakasubscribe ako sa an e-book. Kanina, yung sa Android book. Sa'yo kaya ta binigay. If I'm not mistaken. Or kaya someone. But anyways, I was subscribed to an Android tutorial book. Kanya. May nakita lang akong type. Anong type? Sobrang dito. Wow! Bababa lang. Type or typo siya. Tapos nakita ko dun sa forward.
Forward, yeah.
Book na meron silang book bounty nga. Tapos yun.
Ayun, saya.
Ay, po, proofread. Pwede ako dyan.
To that $20,000 din yung reward.
Hindi naman. Free subscription. Another year.
Another year. Ang saya.
Pero yung mga ganitong sa yung pag mga site systems na yung may mga bounty. Ito talaga, malaki. Normal yung ganitong.
Di ba meron nga tayo na naalala mo yung sa office?
Ah, yeah, we have
si Alan someone.
Yeah. Has he been?
Yeah. No, yeah. He's been yet, here? Not yet. Oo nga! Okay, sige. Okay. We'll have him on the show.
May nakita siyang bug sa Facebook.
Yeah. And he got a load. He got loads. Yon. Okay. So, yeah. If I'm not mistaken, itong HackerOne.com, may iba pa tong...
I'm guessing. Kasi may, yeah.
Oo.
Hindi lang to for Nintendo.
Iba pang options if you're interested in bounty hacking.
Yeah.
Just check it out.
HackerOne.com.
HackerOne.com.
HackerOne.
Okay. So, we'll go on our last break before the end of the series, the show. Ang oras po, G. Ano oras na?
It's 47 minutes matapos ang alas 5 ng gabi.
Ayan.
Ay, nang hapon, ano ba? Hapon pa lang. Ang BZUP ay, ano?
Yan,
ang BZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP o kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka! Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Relativity, asperity, vorticity, hydraulics, oscillation, polarization. Naguguluhan? Itanong kay engineer ang lahat ng yan. Itanong kay engineer tuwing Lunes alas 4 ng hapon dito lang sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Yana, tara dito na tayo tumawid. Malilit na tayo, dali.
Ano ko ba doon tayo sa pedestrian lane?
Ang layo nun, tsaka wala pong mga sasakyan. Tara na.
Sige na nga.
Bawal tumakit dyan!
Ang simpleng pagsunod ng batas trapiko ay katumbas ng buhay mo. Huwag magbulag-bulagan. Batas trapiko ay pahalagahan. Magbago para sa pagbabago.
Maya added the photo on the album, Vegan.
Like.
Patty is feeling beautiful today.
Share.
Anna is in a relationship.
Like,
share,
comment,
like,
share,
comment,
like,
share,
comment,
like, share,
comment.
Ehem, ehem. Huwag bastang maniwala sa nakikita sa social media. Maging mapanuri nang hindi maloko sa internet. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Italakayan.
At kami po yung nagbabalik dito sa Italakayan kung saan ang IT, hindi pa eksperto lamang.
Kundi ka lamang inalapit sa bayan.
Ako si
Jen.
Ako si Jen.
Ako si G.
And si Nina from Illinois. Hoy, joining us. Well,
fresh Joy, from. Jen, Janina.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Drixie.
Drixie.
Oh, bad. Jerry. Jerry na lang.
Jerry.
I'm Jerry.
Drixie, Jerry. Joblication.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, before we end. Before we go to the topic. Happy, happy.
Ay, loko. Ano ba? Happy anniversary. Mamaya naghihintay na pong drum and life.
Anniversary po ni Joy.
Drum and life.
At nung best listener natin from Marikina, si Conrad! Yes. Okay. We'll yeah. See Conrad.
Doon po talaga nagsimula yun.
Kasi may listener kami sa Italakayan, si Conrad. Okay. Lagi siya nagko-comment sa Facebook, sa Twitter. So parang sabi ni Joy, ano naman to, napaka-supportive naman. So biglang minessage ni Conrad, pwede ba tayo mag-meet? Okay. Tayo ganun. So in-Uber siya. Pwede ba tayo mag-meet? Nag-meet sila 3 years ago. Yeah. And then yun!
Sige, ganon. Ganon
nangyari. Kaya pala, nasa labas na, may drum and life. Anyway!
Ayun. So, meron update on Bluetooth.
Oh, Bluetooth. Yun.
Oh,
yes.
Latest Bluetooth version 5. Ano ba ang Bluetooth?
So, Bluetooth is a type of short-range wireless technology that connects or pairs different devices with one another over a small area. Without any
mga
cables.
Mga 10 meters. Mm. Yeah. Ganon. So, wireless connectivity, it's easy to set. Wah! Sabi to Pro, it's easy to set up. Is it really easy to set up?
Depends eh.
It depends.
Kung depende sa equipment, kung meron ng...
Sometimes.
Tapos minsan, kahit parang na-pair mo na before, for some reason, disconnected sila. Tapos minsan, di lang talaga sila magkahanapan.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Is it the story of our lives?
Hindi magkahanapan. Malapit, pero... Ano, di hindi magkakonect.
Ma- Doon sa harap mo, pero parang,
di makakonect.
Nasa harap mo na, hindi mo pa rin
pansin. Ay, ano ba? Are we still talking about Bluetooth?
May tumahinik bigla. Ayun. So, yeah, that's one. And then, broad range of uses, low battery consumption. It's low, it has low transfer speeds. It has a short range. And with some security vulnerabilities.
Yes.
Okay, the Bluetooth Special Interest Group has officially adopted Bluetooth 5 as the official version of the Bluetooth core specs. Yon. So, whole home and building coverage. Whole home and building coverage as well as new use cases for outdoor industrial and commercial applications.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's meant for yung IoT na tinatawag or yung
Internet of Things. Yun.
So I'm guessing they're gonna put it
so
on
Bluetooth
a lot
gagamiting
of
technology.
Devices.
Yeah. So key updates dito ay longer range times 4, faster speed times 2. Okay. And then larger broadcast message capacity times 8. Improved interoperability and coexistence with other wireless technology. Yun nga, so it will play a key role, as G said, in advancing the IoT, Internet of Things. And the first devices to have Bluetooth 5 will be released in 2 to 6 months.
Interesting.
Yung AirDrop ba is an entirely different, pero gumagamit din siya ng Bluetooth, di ba?
I think it's an entirely, kasi parang proprietary ng Apple yung...
Yeah, pero yung... Kasi di ba parang may option na USB and Bluetooth?
Mm.
Oh,
yes.
Hindi.
Wi-Fi pero,
and Bluetooth or USB only?
Oo. Hindi. Parang USB and Wi-Fi or Bluetooth and Wi-Fi?
Oo.
Parang ganun.
Okay.
Yun. So, yeah. Sa kanila yun. It's all...
Pero may Bluetooth pa rin.
Doon ako sa Bluetooth minsan. Mm. Kasi nga hindi siya kumoconnect. AirDrop, pagkakaproblema.
Mahirap hanapin.
Magkatabi na yung device, hindi pa sila magkahanapan. Magkatabi na! Hindi pa magkahanapan, na. Magkaharap na.
Parang hugot kay Jim.
Ano, ulit, announce mo sa buong mundo?
Isa-stories ko rin. Basta single po ako.
Merry Christmas. Ayun. Okay, so just wait for that. Bluetooth 5 will be released in 2 to 6 months. Parang ano lang ah. 2 to 6 months. Hmm. Parang the war on Bluetooth devices.
No.
2 to 6 months. Okay. And then our last bit. This is kind of good news. Thanks, government. The ICT launched a 6-year national cybersecurity plan. So, the National Cybersecurity Plan of 2022.
Yes.
Launched on the 8th of September, my sister-in-law's birthday yesterday. Mm. And then drafted by the Cybercrime Investigation and Coordination Center, CIWC, an agency attached to DICT. No. So what are the goals of the National Cybersecurity Plan?
Ensure the protection of critical infra from cyber attacks through effective coordination with law enforcement agencies like DOJ, PNP, and NBI. Alam natin yan. Lead agencies for investigation, prosecution of cyber crimes, and enforcement of cybersecurity laws. In fairness, meron tayo niyan. Cybercrime Unit and DND. Do not disturb. DND, lead agency for the defense of the Philippines from cyber attacks, intel on foreign cyber threats, national security and military system, investigation of cyber crimes covered by military jurisdiction.
Yeah. So it will assure the continuous operation of the country's critical infrastructures, public and military networks. May military
Department of National Defense.
Sorry.
May ganun tayo?
Meron talaga yun for ano?
I mean, ganun yung tawag natin.
DND, baka sa states yung Department of National
Defense? It's gov.gov.ph.
Seryoso? Yep. Solid. Okay, so it'll...
Nakakala siya SEO, una-una.
Okay. Assure the implement cyber resiliency measures for responding to threats in time of cyber attacks. Implement public awareness campaigns. Kasi, you know naman na, it's often that government websites in the Philippines are overturned our friends at Anonymous.
Madami, di ba?
Parang every... But if something happens, like yung BIR na nagkagulo-gulo because hindi maayos, they attack it. If something happens with a certain agency, they attack it. They take down the website. Yeah. As a form of protest.
Yes.
Hacktivists.
But is that gonna be considered treason? It's such a big word. It's we'll move on from that. Maybe we'll go to our separate conversations.
Depends.
It depends. It depends when and where. Sorry.
When and how.
Anyway, yeah. You check your online sources for the news today. Dahil na marami kami pag-uusapan off the air. And then also, it will implement public awareness campaigns on cybersecurity measures. Institutionalized and the adoption of the information security governance and risk management approaches per global standard na siya.
Mm-hmm.
Yon. So it also will establish the National Computer Response Team. That will be in charge of quick response and recovery during cases of hacking and cyber attacks. Okay.
Good job.
Hopefully, bigo sabi natin last time, pinag-usapan natin last time, a lot of people are getting their Facebook accounts.
Yes.
Suddenly shut down. Would this, fall under it?
I don't think so. Kasi, I think this is more for the protection of
government.
Infrastructure. So.
Okay. Ay.
But I guess, I mean, the NBIPF.
Baka yun na yun, cybercrime unit.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Cybercrime considered unit cybercrime pa rin naman. Cases.
Oo nga, no? Kasi inisip ko lang
if... I-report yun.
I'm just thinking of how secure is our government's, ano, na can people hack into it and launch a missile and nuke? Eh, wala naman pala tayong nuke, ano, so okay na pala. It doesn't really matter. It's so peaceful in the Philippines. It's so
bakit
peaceful in the Philippines.
Bakit meron ba din ba tayong mga, ano, codes?
Wala rin yata.
Oh. Ano lang?
Oh. Ano, ano ito? Morse code. Tut, 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 SOS. Ano kaya ano? Okay, ano?
For what?
For communication. Okay. It's important.
Okay.
And before we end, some gift ideas. It's my mama's birthday. Happy birthday, mama.
Hey, happy birthday.
So, some tech gift birthday ideas power that bank you can give to your power bank.
Okay, kailangan yan.
Yeah. If people are going to Hong Kong, we suggest buying
Xiaomi.
From the Xiaomi store itself. Don't buy anywhere else kasi ang dami-daming nag-knock off ng Xiaomi power bank. The thing about the Xiaomi power bank is it's cheap.
Okay.
So, pag binenta ng knock-off, same price. And akala mo pa rin, legit. Yeah. Diba?
Biktima po.
So, nabiktima ako.
Sa Singapore.
So, sa Singapore. Sa Simlim. Yeah, nabiktima ako. Kasi then we bought one from, Xiaomi power bank. I think this is a good test if it can do pass-through charging. What pass-through charging means if you can charge your power bank, if you can charge your phone while your power bank is charging. Yon. Nice. So habang nakasaksak yung power bank, kaya niya mag-charge ng phone. Pag hindi kaya ng power bank niyo from Xiaomi, it's fake.
All right.
Xiaomi can do that. Pass through charging.
Ayos.
Xiaomi the money. Ayan. 3D pen.
Xiaomi the reason.
Xiaomi.
Being, no, no. 3D pen. 3D pen. Actually, sa mga artists.
3D pen. Wireless headset, wireless keyboard or mouse for gaming.
Not wireless.
Drones. And then drones are being suggested.
For, ano siguro, photography.
Photography.
Lalo yung mga maliliit na for ay, selfie yung drone.
Lang. Selfie drone.
Yung laging kasunog mo. Okay.
Yung
travel. Kasi pag nahawi, yun.
Jen, nagpaparinig. Jen, nagpaparinig.
Sa mga nagka-travel.
Like you.
Nakatakot lang paano pag mahangin.
Yun nga eh. Diba
ngayon?
Or nahawi,
nahawi
ng tropa mo. Ganyan.
Diba may loss din kung gano'n siya kataas lang pwede? If I remember
hindi,
correctly.
Hindi, katabi mo lang talaga siya eh.
Yung selfie drone. Selfie.
Pero, oh, yung binaba to? Ayan, masaya-saya nun.
Legit na ba yun?
Totoo yun, totoo.
Hi! Hi!
And VR headset. So, Google Daydream View at $80.
Meron ako napanood sa YouTube na nakabili siya nito sa Divisoria.
Alin? Yung VR?
Oo.
Kamusta?
As in, mura lang daw. Kasi di ba yung lalagay mo lang yung phone?
Papasok mo lang.
Okay naman.
Ah, okay.
Divisoria version, if you're okay with that. Samsung Gear VR at $60. That's around $2,000 plus. And then Oculus Rift at $600. Well, if you have the money to burn. Okay. And then also the last present that you can get your people.
Very important.
A popcorn maker.
For
kasi
Netflix,
yeah, dahil nga may Netflix, may iFlix at kung ano-ano pang Flix. HBO yung, Go even is here.
Diba yun talagang parang yung popcorn maker nila sa
pero maliit. USB.
Maliit na. Mayroon namang microwave. Eh. Microwave na lang. Microwaveable.
Mas mura yung ano, USB. The USB lang. Saksak mo lang.
CDR King po. Marami po dyan.
Habang nanonood ka sa screen mo, nakasaksak yung popcorn maker mo. Di ba?
Pwede.
Yeah. Okay. So,
time na
po tayo.
Yan
nga. Kakain na po tayo sa labas.
Hindi pala ang easy UP. Ako, hinihintay nila tayo kumain ng cake.
Okay. And then again, final greetings. Happy birthday to my mommy. She's wandering around UP Town Center. And my daddy and my sister, they're just walking around there. Yay. Welcome back, Ninay, from the States.
Welcome back.
Thanks for making it, G, in the last quarter.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
We're very happy for Joy and Conrad.
Thank you. Ko po ay table tennis racket.
Wow! Wow. Wait, sino kalaro mo?
Sino nakikinig? Sino kalaro mo?
Sino kalaro mo?
Sagutin mo muna.
And hopefully, we'll see you in next week's Lantern Parade. Diba is Friday?
Yes.
Oh, yun. So, please hang around for
year.
That. See next year? Possibly next year or next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
Christmas.
Happy holidays!
Happy
and
Christmas.
Then, we're signing off now. Maraming salamat, Joy!
Bilout na po tayo. Tapos na naman po tayo sa isang episode ng Talakayan at Balitaan.
Oh, Taliban!
Dito sa Italakayan kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang.
Kundi ka lamang inilalapit sa bayan.
Bye!
Bye!
Kala mo, ibinabas ako, Nina.